The gist. If any class of drugs has baggage, psychedelics do. Banned in 1967 and declared a Schedule I class of drugs, which have no medical benefits, psychedelics have hardly been thought of in the public realm as potential medical drugs. With thousands of studies conducted prior to their banning, they actually had strong research. Johns Hopkins University started studying them again in the late 1980s. The publication of standard clinical protocols in 2008 helped put them back on the map. Over the past couple of years, hundreds of studies have been done. Most of them have been in healthy controls and in diseases like depression, anxiety, and PTSD. But over the past few years, psychedelic studies have been moving into the complex chronic disease and chronic pain space. Recently, two small exploratory psilocybin studies in fibromyalgia and post-treatment Lyme disease were published. Both had good results. Both studies involved extensive exclusionary criteria, preparation sessions before, and follow-up sessions afterwards. Many studies provide guidance during the session. Both studies provided enough of the drug, 15 or 25 milligrams, to produce full-blown psychedelic experiences. The fibromyalgia study was very small and included some case reports. People reported visiting a shark habitat, visiting caves, tunnels, and trees, having an encounter with an Asian red dragon, meeting dead relatives, and being lifted into the sky. Feelings of gratitude were common. The researchers reported that clinically meaningful improvements in pain severity, pain interference, and sleep disturbance were seen in most participants. The post-treatment Lyme disease study was more substantial. In it, 20 participants received two doses of psilocybin over 8 weeks and were followed for 6 months. Large reductions in general symptoms, total pain, and depressive symptoms, and significant reductions in fatigue highlighted an abnormally successful treatment trial. The fact that the improvements were largely maintained over 6 months was quite promising. The authors wrote, "The results of the current trial underscore the compelling possibility that psilocybin-assisted treatment may significantly mitigate key symptoms of post-treatment Lyme disease across several physical and neuropsychiatric domains, that participant quality of life may improve substantially, and that these benefits can persist well beyond the time course of acute drug effect for some patients." How might this be happening? Psilocybin directly activates a happiness chemical, serotonin, and indirectly affects another feel-good brain chemical, dopamine. The nervous system pathways associated with these chemicals affect pain processing, inflammation, fatigue, and other factors. Psilocybin enhances a core feature of neuroplasticity called long-term potentiation, which refers to the famous saying, "Cells that wire together, fire together." In LTP, the more the brain makes a connection between nerves, the stronger it becomes. This process allows the brain to work more efficiently by creating pre-programmed circuits. Chronic pain represents the dark side of neuroplasticity, where pathological pain-enhancing connections get strengthened. In chronic pain, the brain is essentially stuck in a pain memory loop that leaves pain pathways in the anterior cingulate cortex, or ACC, the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex, and insula, abnormally activated. Chronic pain represents the dark side of neuroplasticity, in which brain regions become stuck in connections that produce pain. In chronic pain, the brain is essentially stuck in a pain memory loop. Because pain is never just sensory, these pathways also produce feelings of fear, catastrophizing, promote pain-related memories, etc. Psilocybin appears to be particularly effective at tamping down these emotional states. Numerous studies show that a rewiring of the brain, which accentuates the pain and fear-producing regions of the brain, has occurred in diseases like ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. By creating a temporary state of hyperplasticity that loosens old, unhealthy connections, psilocybin appears to enable new, healthier ones to form. The strong experiences it evokes may be able to create new cognitive frameworks that can overwrite the entrenched pain memories and fear responses that are characteristic of chronic pain. Plus, psychedelics have anti-inflammatory properties that may be able to reduce neuroinflammation. Psilocybin appears to affect many, but not all, of the core brain regions affected in ME/CFS. The brainstem is a notable exception, and there's no reason to think that it could impact blood flows to the brain, a key feature of ME/CFS, POTS, and long COVID. Neuroplasticity approaches, such as ANS rewired, attempt to affect similar brain regions, but do so using repetition in a much longer time frame. They also most likely impact fewer areas of the brain. The authors of the post-treatment Lyme disease study propose that these drugs be tried in other infection-associated chronic conditions, such as ME/CFS, post-acute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2 infection, and fibromyalgia, as well as, interestingly, autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. The results right now are preliminary but promising. At least three small fibromyalgia psilocybin trials, including Jared Younger's trial in London, Netherlands, and U.S., Younger's placebo-controlled using dextromethorphan, University of Alabama at Birmingham trial started some time ago and is expected to wind up in mid-2026. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point, in the text version of the gist, you can see a link where you're able to give one time or to donate monthly. Thanks for listening.